Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Got a tweet from Travis. You can find Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show Dukes and Bell 92.9. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Travis says, when the Braves inevitably turn it around, Dukes, you'll be saying, I told you so. Don't get sore sitting on that fence. And my question to him is, what's turning it around? See, before the season started, this was supposed to be a playoff team. And guess what? We should be picked to win the division again. I don't think we're going to win the division, which means you're playing for a wild card. So when you say turn it around, are we talking about winning a few series so we feel good about ourselves? Or are we talking about the inevitable goal of going to the playoffs and making another run at a World Series? See, I can't feel good, Travis, about, well, they turned it around. We won 75 games this year after the way things have started. If you're telling me we're going to turn it on and put the pedal to the metal and all of a sudden we go on a 8, 10, 15-game run, Mike, and all of a sudden we find ourselves back in the mix, I'll be happy to eat crow and say, look at all the mistakes that were made early and how these guys have made it right. But we're so far away from that.
A lot of guys, and this has been the constant thread, they go back to 2021 and say, look, man, Mike, you said fire sale it. You know, when Ronald Acuna got injured, and they were able to really make some amazing moves. That bullpen that they put together, the night shift, was exquisite. And then also, guys, you know, we talked about it. You guys know the names. Peterson, and certainly to bring Soler in here. You know what I mean? Everything just kind of panned out. Rosario, all those guys combined to sort of money ball up the production you lost with Acuna. But it just seems to me, you got it. And by the way, you don't even have to do that with this team. You just need all the guys making the guaranteed money to do their freaking jobs. Austin Riley is on a nice little run right now. I mean, I can't blame Olsen for not knocking in RBIs if there's nobody on base to knock in. But, you know, if you could get Murphy, you know where I am on Murphy. I'd move him and get some assets for him. Some team's going to need a catcher and just make Drake Baldwin your guy and let's go to work. But you need a real shortstop. I mean, the way we've been spackling the shortstop position now is kind of the reality's come home. Nick Allen's not that guy over 162. And Verdugo's not that guy over 162 and left. We will get Profar at some point. Won't be able to use him for the postseason if we made it. So this is the debate. There'll be a lot of our audience going, do the 21 thing, Mike, and Carl will fix it. Or there'll be some guys who say, look, we've gone and had, let's be honest, diminishing returns ever since 21, even though we had that amazing year of 23. Maybe it's time for a hard reset and to really think about moving some of these pieces which don't seem to fit. And really getting, and I would love to go to start this season one year with having four real solid pitchers. Never ever happens for this team.
No, it's true. Mike, I don't think, this is just me, that they're going to spend money on a shortstop like that. Because if you wanted to do that, you would have kept Dansby.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't. I just don't think they're going to do that. But we'll see. And the point is, if you build this around, just like they did with Arcia, if you build it around where you've got all these other guys who are great at the plate and you're scoring runs,
right.
Again, we're not even talking about that. As long as he plays defense, we're good. But I just don't feel like they're going to go drop $150 million on a shortstop. That's not happening here.
Right.
I think that money needs to be allocated, to your point, more pitching, and how do we make this lineup better with our everyday players around maybe an area at shortstop. Not bad defensively. You still need to be good there. But offensively, I don't see that. I mean, but I'm with you 200% because they've just tried to throw, you know, Band-Aids on this thing, and it just it hasn't worked. Look, Verdugo's been good at times. Eli White's been good. You said it. But ultimately, those are the long-term answers for you. I don't buy that.
Yeah, I mean, there's just some fundamentally flawed things. The eye test, it just doesn't seem to pass it. You know, we have guys that are, look, I'm not saying Strider can't get it together, but Strider 2.0 is a different Strider. He's just not going to have that 99-100 mile an hour stuff. I think he's going to have to come to grips with that. We talked about that last week with Grant, and perhaps that process is ongoing. You know, I think there's other issues as far as leadership. I think the coaches, I think maybe that's stale between Kranitz, the new hitting coach. Guys, you hired a new hitting coach, the team doesn't hit, okay? I mean, sorry. You know, you fired a third base coach because he was a little inconsistent and maybe overly aggressive. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, it's just the team has got some serious issues. I'd love to see Alex find a way to fix it, but right now, what Major League Baseball team says, I'm going to throw money and make moves for a team that's 14 games out? It doesn't happen.
No, they don't. If you're wondering, Max Fried, 8 wins so far for the Yankees. He's tied for the league lead when you talk about wins.
Right. And by the way, we had some guys the other day on the text line going, well, you said you weren't really up for Fried. I was just assuming they weren't going to give Fried money, so I didn't make a point of arguing about it. I would have loved to have kept Fried. But Fried did, I would say you could make the argument pro and con, that he was starting to show a little shine some injuries over the years. Well, that was the only beef.
That's how I felt. Look, I wasn't worried about this year. I said, you give him a 7-year deal, it's years 4, 5, 6, and
right.
7. It's not right now. So this doesn't surprise me. We know how good Max Fried can be. But, you know, the idea was you're going to commit that kind of money to a pitcher who's shown he's injury prone. And I don't wish that on anybody. I hope Fried plays a terrific, you know, full season and has 35, 40 starts for the Yankees. Great. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sitting here today. It's June. I don't know if that's going to play out that way. Every year there was something with him. It felt like, Mike, finger, toenail, like something was bothering him, and then it affected his pitching. But I did want to mention that because a lot of the folks that we've talked to in regards to how the Braves are not winning right now, and again, got swept over the weekend. If you missed it on the West Coast against the Giants, they head to Milwaukee. That series starts tonight. I just feel like everybody's like, we should have did this and we should have did that. Hindsight's always 20/20.
Right.
Keeping Max Fried, do you feel like this offense would have been better? If you kept Max Fried, are we still not hitting?
Well, that's just it. Max Fried, what's he going to do? Is he going to play shortstop for you? He's going to play left? Because at the end of the day, the pitching, even though the bullpen has been bad, okay, it started off, it was pretty good early on. And then it just kind of it came to an equilibrium where you got Raisel Iglesias. I have no confidence in him. Pierce Johnson's been terrible. I said to Carl earlier, I still have for the life of me, I have no idea why they messed around with Craig Kimbrell, only to have him gone after one day. Made no sense. So for the first time in a long time, and I don't ever blame Alex because I don't think they give him enough money to do some of the stuff that he wants to do anyway. But now I'm starting to wonder, is everybody on this organization now kind of showing some cracks in the facade?
Do you think, and we don't know this, that just with what Kimbrell showed at AAA and then the outing he had, maybe they realize he doesn't have it?
I mean, he did get a couple outs.
He did.
You know, he didn't. I mean, look, he's no worse than some of the other stiffs we've rolled out of the bullpen at various stages the last 3 years. But just to me, it's just kind of I just don't understand what does it even show? That why did you waste everyone's time? And there's also a segment of the fan base that still believes Kimbrell is that guy, which of course he isn't.
No, he's not.
But still, maybe he had a role to play. They thought, okay, as a setup man, there'd be a role he could fulfill. And then just shows you it's an exercise in nothing. It goes right out the window.
Yeah, it was interesting. That's for sure. Again, maybe they know something we don't, but that's kind of out of the blue. Like, hey, we're bringing him up. Okay, great. We're going to see what he's got. He's out of here.
And you have to sample size of Gwinnett to know what he was and what he wasn't.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, statistically, he's gone down the hill, you know, since last year with Baltimore. But still, you kind of had an idea what he was. I mean, Carl, I got to reintroduce myself to know what Craig Kimbrell is.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nick Chubb's expected to sign with the Texans, guys, pending a physical. Report from Ian Rappaport, it's going to be a 1-year deal. And look, I'm happy for Nick Chubb. He's fought those injuries in Cleveland.
Oh, man.
Everybody,
good dude.
Everybody up there wanted him back. They love Nick Chubb up there. But I think this is the right decision, Mike. Go somewhere else. 1 year, Texans. Let's see what happens there, and hopefully he can extend his career because these injuries have been devastating.
Yeah, man. And how does that work with the I'm going to look at the depth chart, the Texans rotation, because that's a guy that, you know, look, Nick Chubb can still hit the home run ball for you.
Mixon's there.
Yeah, Joe Mixon, good pull.
Bengals running back.
That's nice depth, though. Yeah, I mean, they got to have Damian Pierce, so that's okay. So you can use him. All good teams have two good running backs these days.
Yep.
And as we said, I mean, I'm always blown away how a guy has, like, a knee surgery, and, like, seemingly, like, 6 months later, he's, like, pressing a Volkswagen. You know, it's like, you know, Nick Chubb's got the bar, and the bar is really bent like a freaking candy cane, right? And he's got like 6 pancakes on there doing his thing. Wild.
Aaron Rodgers signed his 1-year, $13.65 million deal. It is a $20 million deal because there's $10 million guaranteed, and then he has a ton of incentives that takes it up to about $19.5 million. let's just call it 20. Mike, what are your thoughts on this? He's going to speak to the media, by the way. I heard out of Pittsburgh this weekend, Tuesday, after their mandatory minicamp. Wonder what the craziness of that's going to look like. It's just the start.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because, you know, New York was one thing. That was his own circus. Pittsburgh, I think two things. I don't think, you know, there's probably some Steeler fans going, oh, this guy. And there's others saying, look, we've had some mediocre quarterback play the last couple of years. You know, Pickett was a bust. You know, unfortunately, as you and I said, I still don't know what Fields is. Maybe he'll get a chance to show what he can do in New York. But either way, Russell Wilson and company, they've had a core of defense, and they just don't put it together. Offensively, Arthur Smith, again, I don't think Arthur Smith's such a hot commodity without a guy named Derrick Henry on his football team, if I'm honest. But I'll be curious. I think they're so starved for some playoff wins. And I still think, I disagree with Brian McFadden from last week. Tomlin's got to win a playoff game. I mean, nobody runs forever in the NFL without winning a playoff game. I mean, you can be Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati and get got.
Yeah, winning season, should I say. But right. Yeah, ultimately, you got to win some playoff games. Meanwhile, Packers plan to release cornerback Jaire Alexander, Mike, after the two sides failed to come to terms on an agreement. Falcon fans are already saying, well, what about us? They're not doing it. Mm. If we were going to do it, Mike, don't you think Ramsey would have been the choice for us because of his relationship with Coach Ra?
Yeah, that's one that we thought perhaps. But again, we don't really have the cap space, if we're honest. That's why Onyemata apparently is a favorite of Ulbrich. They're not going to move him. We always thought they'd use that as a conduit to create some cap space. So, yeah, Jalen Ramsey not going to attend Dolphins mandatory minicamp. Good luck with that. I was a big fan at FSU, and I just think his skills statistically have gone down every year.
Yeah.
You know, and Jaire Alexander is a guy we kept mentioning for the last 3 years, right? To go find him as a free agent or trade for him. And now the Packers apparently releasing him. So that's a guy that, I don't know, do we have money for that too?
No, look, I feel like Jaire Alexander has a value, or at least his agent has a value in his mind. And the Packers are like, we don't have that same value. We don't think that's where this number should be.
Right.
And so they're making a smart decision. Look, just because a guy complains that he's not making enough or wants more doesn't mean that you always give it to him. And I think that's, as we move forward, Mike, and our team gets good, because we are, we got to be careful of that. We've got to be careful of, hey, X player wants this, and you got to really examine. Mm. I've said this. It's in the NFL until you pay. And if you pay the wrong guys, man, well, college football is about to be that way too, then you're screwed. You're going to put yourself in a bad spot. Mm. And so I don't blame the Packers. Plus, they have a lot of depth, and they got one of the younger defenses in the league. I don't think this is a bad decision for them, but he'll catch on somewhere else.
We'll do the Falcon Report, guys. Come up at 5. There's a story today in Pro Football Talk. I don't know if they think this is a story around the rest of the country. Report. Falcons expect Kirk Cousins to report to minicamp on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, look, I think everybody's seeing or watching around the country specific teams, right? Trey Hendrickson. Is he going to report? And you want to see if these guys don't, they're
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Losing money. Secondly, it tells you where their relationship is with their current team and why something could happen before training camp. So the guys that don't show up, Mike just mentioned Jalen Ramsey. I ain't showing up. Okay. Hendrickson, he's at odds with the Bengals. Mm. He's probably not showing up. I think those are the things, and everybody's wondering with Kirk Cousins, is he going to show up? So for us, it's not news, but everybody around the country is looking to see if he shows up, because if he doesn't, then maybe he's trying to force his way even more so out of here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.